A very merry unbirthday to you. To you.
A very merry unbirthday to you.
To me?
To you.
A very merry unbirthday to me.
To you.
To me.
Now blow the candle out, my dear, and make your wish come true. A very merry unbirthday to you.
Why are we not recording for that?
We are.
Are we? Oh, we are.
Oh, all right.
Oh, we are recording.
Will it
make it onto the thing is the question, right?
If James hurry up and gets over here,
he's making the boo. Come on, boo is harder. Boo is faster.
I definitely boo is harder. It was a mistake.
And buckle up for the sex. I can only stall so long. It's the apropos.
Oh God, what is he doing? Oh no.
With your host,
Salsa!
James!
And Jen!
Hey James, what are we doing?
Oh God!
It's red.
Nothing. It is.
It's almost. It's done.
I'm concerned about everything that happened. Like I saw some of the ingredients, but I don't know that I saw
don't know
the
if
ingredients.
I want to see the ingredients. Okay, what do we? It's got a lovely color.
It's about all it's got going for it.
It's very pretty. Oh my God, I have had a date like this once. Well, it's very pretty, but we'll see if it has any substance.
Yeah. So what do we got going on here? That you literally just now threw together?
Yeah. What I just threw together was Lift Bridge Black Cherry.
Okay.
Good start.
Bacardi Lime.
Nice.
Okay.
And then Tattersall Cherry. Hang on.
Sour Cherry.
Yeah.
Sour Cherry. So cherry lime?
Yes, sour cherry lime.
I'm calling this losing its slots.
That's great.
cherry lime.
What a great What a fucking great joke that is.
I'm good at what I do, bitches.
That is. Okay, well, we'll see if we also lose on flavor.
Right.
Oh,
that smells like
that is
syrup.
Aromatic.
You know what? I might not like it, but my throat's going to feel real good after this.
You've had a date like that.
We just need a mint to have the cough, the syrup, you know, triumvirate.
Yeah. A little camphor.
Oh, yeah. God.
Sure.
That is cough syrup. This is a Flaming Moe's before you light it on fire.
That is 100% cough syrup.
This is so cough.
That
I'm
is okay. That
it.
Is Robitussin.
Should I get bitters?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
That will absolutely help because this is right now. This is Robitussin.
This it really is.
Are we doing
oh my God.
Bitters?
Orange is probably a good call.
Orange bitters. All right. We'll just put a generous.
Well, that's
drops
enough.
In there and
yeah.
Gonna swizzle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna grab some swizzles. Sticks.
Oh, right. Thank you.
We're making this up as we go, folks.
As opposed to usual, when we
make it up before
we went.
Before
yeah.
we get recording.
I normally go for it.
Grab the one you can see.
When I put together the booze, I have a fucking month-long plan. I don't know what this is.
I mean, no one is surprised.
Yeah. I have milestones. There's scope involved.
There's a user story. A boozer story.
Ooh, I like that.
Helped, actually.
Mm.
Oh, significantly.
Yes, very. Oh.
Like, way more than I thought it was going
that's,
to.
All damn. Right. Lesson learned.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't boy, trust howdy. James.
Well,
that's. Yeah.
I haven't learned that lesson.
Oh, no.
So you want to do a room party together, James?
Do I? You
God
bet.
Damn it. Yeah.
Anyway, what y'all been up to?
I don't even remember what I've been up to.
Okay, I'll go first then.
Okay. I'm remembering things.
Lost my job, as you heard last week.
Yeah.
And I've been looking for one.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I had a real exciting week.
Oh God.
Yeah.
That's
so
terrifying.
It is a little bit. So when I was let go, I specifically said, am I being fired because I fucked up, or am I being fired because of downsizing? And they were like, sure. There's nothing that says you cannot apply for another job at this company. There is no block on you being hired here.
There's no publicly available information that we are willing to share with you about how you have fucked up.
So as soon as I got off the call with them, I went to their website and their career page, and I applied to a bunch of jobs.
That seems reasonable.
Because I already know the company. It makes sense. You know, I can go and say, you don't need to onboard me. Just give me a computer back and tell me what my new job is. And
my login is probably still warm.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Don't even need to change the password.
I made myself so sad.
I immediately got a bite on that one, like same day.
Nice.
Talked to one of the HR recruiter people, and on Tuesday I had a lovely meeting with him. Been doing the pre-screening stuff, getting all the information put together for the hiring manager.
Did they ask why you were let go from your last job?
Yeah, but they also kind of knew the answer already, so it's like. But anyway, went through that, and then he was like, okay, I'm going to send this to the hiring manager, and they will decide whether they want to interview you further.
Sure.
And then I will get back to you and tell you whether they want to speak to you or not.
Okay.
Either way, you will hear back from me.
Did they give a day?
Well, he said, you might even hear back from me by the end of today, depending on if the hiring manager is ready to jump on this.
All right.
So I was like, oh, cool. I might even hear by the end of today. Tuesday, do not hear anything by end of day. No problem. Yeah. Not a problem. Wednesday, I'll hear back tomorrow. They will talk to the hiring manager. The hiring manager will go, yeah, I'll talk to him, or no. Do not hear anything on Wednesday.
Oh.
All right.
Thursday, get through the morning, still nothing. Fire an email off. Hey, seeing where things are at, no problem.
Yeah. Just checking.
No problem if not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's one of those Schrodinger's, I'm just joking, unless you aren't.
Oh, God.
What did you put in that email? Salsa. We've talked about this.
I think I know exactly what
you
and
the HR have talked about this.
But he gets back and he says, last I heard, the hiring manager wanted to just talk to your previous hiring manager and ask him a couple questions.
Sure.
And I was like, okay. So if it's a yes, awesome. And if it's a no, well, now we know what my previous hiring manager actually thought of me.
Right.
So this is going to... There's a lot of subtext writing on this.
This might be a learning experience. Yeah.
We might find out if he was serious when he said, no, it's just because we're downsizing, or if it was actually like, thank God.
we're downsalsing. I mean, salsa-sizing. I mean,
so cool. Fuck. Cool. Okay, so eventually my previous manager will get a hold of him, and I will find out one way or the other what they actually thought of me.
Right.
Do not hear anything back Thursday.
Was your previous hiring manager let go?
No.
Damn.
Do not hear anything Friday.
It was that the string of profanity was unbroken for 3 days. And
today is Monday, and I have still not heard.
You know what? You deserve better. They don't deserve you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did, however, speak to... So, my previous job before I started at this one, I was at another company that did EDI. Mm-hmm. And we had a person working there, the newest person on my team.
Yeah.
Only there for, half a year before our team was dissolved.
Okay.
She also moved to... SPS at the same time I did.
Oh.
She also got a job there. And so, we worked together. We actually had the same position. doing the same job for a little while. And then she shifted to a different department doing something slightly different.
Okay.
Today, I got a message from her through LinkedIn.
Oh.
Saying, hey, you know, heard what happened over there. If you need a job, I know that what I'm doing right now, we have an open position. Oh. And you, having made this transition myself, I know you know how to do this, you know.
Sure.
Maybe you should apply for this job. And I looked at it, and it was the job I had applied for.
Oh.
So my previous coworker is on that team.
Oh.
I was like, oh.
Oh.
Cool.
Nice.
And she was like, I can talk to the manager. And I was like, yes, please do.
Yes, do.
If you could do that, I would ever so grateful. Yeah,
yes. Exactly. It was just like, oh. Maybe we can counteract what my other previous hiring manager is going to say.
I mean, which one? The one that you spoke to, or the one that you... Yeah. Oh, God.
Because here's the thing. I did a good job, but... Mm-hmm. My previous no. My previous, this is serious. My previous hiring manager was shifted into it. Really was was shifted into his position at the beginning of this year.
Mm-hmm.
So he's only known me for like 3 months.
Sure.
And in those 3 months, I was in the middle of the most batshit insane, stressful, fucked up thing that was eating my brain, and the client was being an absolute nuisance, and other things were falling apart, and the whole fucking world was on fire.
Right.
He's known me for 3 months, and in that time, everything has been a disaster.
Sure.
So it is entirely possible that he thinks I'm an idiot.
Mm.
So,
I'm not gonna argue.
Nope.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just,
But, legitimately...
We've just agreed to let that one go.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, I literally, in my first one-on-one with him, said, this is an amazing first impression I'm making for you right now. Because you're asking me where things are with other projects, and the answer is, I don't fucking know, because this other thing has literally been taking my whole day.
Yeah, I get that.
So it's just like, he might just hate me. Who knows? So having somebody on my side feels pretty good.
Yeah.
Sure.
So she got back to me a little bit later. She was like, I talked to him. They have not started interviews. They have not started hiring yet. But I've got my one-on-one with him tomorrow. I'll bring it up with him and talk to him.
Expound upon your many virtues.
Exactly. So
all two of them.
So, this is all good. Like, this is, like, awesome. These are positives in my favor.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, this is a little bit of a pay cut. And I was like, I knew that was going to be a little bit of a pay cut.
You know what's a pay cut? Is not getting paid at all.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I was like.
Is it a 100% pay cut? Because I feel like...
The salary is listed on the job, you know, description.
Yeah.
And I knew it was going to be $5,000 or $6,000 less than I was making.
That's an annoying amount.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's not devastating, but it is annoying.
I will still be able to have a mild adjustment. I can work my way back up.
Yeah.
So, not a problem. But she was just like, I just wanted to make sure you knew. So, there's that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have the flip side. Where I was, I applied for and was contacted by a recruiter for Thomson Reuters.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I know, right?
My pinky just went up in the air.
I know.
And out at the same time.
Oh, shit. Up and out.
Up and out.
Mm. Jesus. I didn't know that was physically possible.
I got skills.
They sent me an email and they were like, click on this link to schedule your pre-screen interview thing with the recruiter.
We're gonna check your blood to see if it's blue enough.
Right? Yeah.
So I did the thing, went to the portal. They had like a whole list of open times. Basically, it's it's one of those scheduling apps where you're just like, which day and which time do you want to do it? And you're like, I'll do it on this day at this time, and boom, now it's in our calendars. So Friday at 1:30, I am going to talk to this person from Thomson Reuters, because this job pays a lot more. And so Friday 1:29, I log into that Zoom call, and it goes, the meeting will start when the person
joins. Yeah.
And then at 1:35...
Oh.
I close out of the meeting and re-hit the link just to fucking make sure.
Yeah,
cause sure. Fuck Teams.
Right.
Same thing. Okay. So send an email. Mm-hmm. Hey, just so you know, I am in the meeting. I don't know if I have the wrong link or if you're having issues on your side or something, but I'm here.
Maybe you're sick today. Here.
I have not ghosted you.
I've been here.
I've been here. Do like, not dock me.
Because, my kids, they do their therapy sessions online.
Sure.
And there has been a couple times where they have been sitting in, like, the waiting room.
Yeah.
Where it's like...
it's been the link is movie. Wrong.
Yeah, and yeah then, exactly. Yeah. Something's wrong. And so I'll get a phone call saying, hey, where are you? And it's like, we're there.
We're there, yeah.
You know, and then everybody, like, closes out and So it's like, I don't know, like, I'm here if I need to... like, resend me a link or something so we can get... And then I wait. And I wait. And at 1:55, I went, aha. They are definitely not coming today.
Yeah.
They have not responded to my email.
Yeah.
They're not there. They're at lunch or something. So
perhaps their internet is literally on fire.
Yeah. So,
it does happen.
I still have the link to their scheduling app.
Yeah.
So I go on there and I click the button to reschedule the meeting.
Right.
For Monday at 1:00.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I send them an email and say, "Hey, I was here. I don't know what happened. We clearly missed each other somehow. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm judging you harshly.
But I." Hit the reschedule button, and now I have this meeting for Monday, and hopefully we can connect then.
Yeah.
And then I cross my fingers, and I hope.
We'll be at the bar wearing a sweater vest.
Pray to a god that you do not believe in.
So far...
Jenna's god.
This
god.
Is Friday. On Friday, I have...
Good Friday.
Not heard back from...
Doesn't sound like a good Friday.
No.
No, it was not. I have, on this day, not heard back from SPS, and I have... missed a meeting with Thomson Reuters.
Yeah.
I'm having a bad day.
Hmm.
Like, I was emotionally fucking wrecked after this.
Shit.
Like, I had, you know, mentally prepared myself for this meeting, and it never happened, and now I'm stressed out that I have fucked something up. And they're like, you know, hey, it's probably their fault. And it's like, I don't care whose fault it is if they are poisoned to me because of this whole thing and they're like, this idiot doesn't know how to use his Teams, how is he gonna work here? Like, I don't know,
right?
But now I'm freaking out. Monday, it is 12:15, meeting is 45 minutes.
Yes
I get an email from Thomson Reuters. And she says, oh, really? I just checked my calendar for Friday, and I didn't see anything on there. And I was like, what? You wouldn't? Because when I hit the reschedule in the portal, it removed it from the calendar on that day
and put it here
and
instead.
And put it in the new one. And hopefully we will talk to each other in, you know, half an hour or something like that. But, yeah, it was there. I have the receipts. But clearly something happened, and hopefully we can chat.
Yeah.
At 1 o'clock... shows up.
Oh, God.
And I hit the link.
Oh, no.
And they're there!
Yay!
Yes. They are present. And, there was the first couple minutes are just apologizing to each other about the everything. She said apparently the like, scheduling app that they use every so often just doesn't sync with things and,
nice.
And so they just like she never
it just yeah. never.
It was just never on her calendar
all right,
so she's like, awesome. Glad we figured things out.
Nobody's judging anyone.
Exactly.
Technology
good.
Is so
good.
I am not the terrible asshole I didn't fuck anything up.
Technology is stupid. Let's talk about a tech job.
Yes.
Yeah.
Finally got to talk to them today.
Yeah.
They, you know, did the whole pre-screen thing, talked, you know, this, you know, made blah, blah, blah. Okay, gonna forward.
Did you pass your drug test?
Going to.
He's actually now just gonna pee into a funnel that goes into three separate tests.
go to. She's going to send my resume and everything on to the hiring manager. I might hear by the end of today.
Yeah.
Oh. Maybe tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, no. Look, I'm pretty good at pattern recognition, so I have concerns.
Got an email back about an hour and a half later.
Oh.
And she's like, so I forwarded all of the information to the hiring manager. And
Are they out this week?
I got an automated out of office.
I knew it.
They will be back on the 13th.
Amazing.
So if you don't hear anything before then, it's cool. It's like awesome.
It's not you, it's me.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's the other guy.
And so, if my sitcom watching has taught me anything, he's going to get all three jobs at the same time.
Yeah,
and he's going to have to pretend to go to each one all at the same time.
Yep.
But then they'll find out because he'll be wearing his water buffalo hat.
Yeah, I'll accidentally forget to change out of the bed.
Yeah,
but nobody will be angry, and they will all be like super impressed with my ability to do it. And so,
I look forward to the episode.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. So yeah, I just like, fuck, I'm gonna get an ulcer from this shit. Jeez. I hate job hunting so bad.
Oh yeah, no, and it's even worse now. Yeah.
And that's at one point, like, the recruiter was like, why did you leave your previous job? And I was like, restructuring, you know? And she was like, yeah, I've been seeing that a lot recently.
Oh.
And I'm just like, yeah. That's because everything's in the shitter,
fire.
And everybody's uncertain, and all companies are trying to tighten their belts because the economy's all fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say it quite like that. I said it much more proper and business speaking.
It was the same thing, but he said avant and forsooth in there once or twice.
And croupier as opposed to shitter.
I'm getting a sign from my bathroom door.
Yep.
Croupier.
That's been my last week of job hunting. And there was, obviously within that, there was a whole bunch of other applying and a couple emails here and there saying, we're going to go somewhere else, which is fine. Yeah. At least I have closure on those. But yeah, these two, these two have been fucking my life up. Holy shit. So, that was my last few days. What did I do this weekend?
Deep breath?
Yeah.
You were at a Gentacular.
I was, as a matter of fact, at a Gentacular.
I was not.
Awkward.
I was.
Now all the waffle batter on the walls and ceiling makes sense.
That wasn't waffle batter.
Oh, God.
That was me and Joe.
God damn it. No, I knew as soon as you said it wasn't.
Anything's
what you
waffle
were
batter if you're brave enough.
Mm. I don't. Nope, I am not. And I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
No, I went to the Gentacular and hung out with Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you do.
As one does.
Had delicious food.
Oh my God, yeah.
And had some chats with some humans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And me.
And got my annual dose of socializing people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am honored that you spent 2 hours at my place and got all of your socializing. Yeah. Man.
If there is anybody I am willing to be seen around other humans, it is at your house.
Aw. That is actually quite the honor.
Yeah, that is.
Fuck.
What's the opposite of damning by faint praise? What's the
praising
with lots
by
of praise?
Faint dams?
Yeah, that one.
Praising by faint dams.
Yeah.
Praising by the... what's it called? The big dam by Vegas.
Hoover?
Praising by Hoover Dam.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I was just like, it was a president. Truman. Fuck, no, it's not that.
Yeah.
That was a good show, though.
The Truman Dam?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn Trumans.
But
that darn Truman.
Yeah.
Played by a cat for some reason. Yeah.
The sequel to Beethoven.
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought that was Amadeus.
Wow.
What?
way. Anything no. else you wanted?
None of this works that way.
Casting Salieri as a parakeet was a bit of inspired.
Yes.
What animal was Voltaire?
A prairie dog.
Prairie dog, yeah.
It, okay. But he was playing a vole. It's just Hollywood at that era was
man,
really
it was weird.
Miscasting it was, people.
It was speciesist.
For the, it's problematic now. Back then, well, yeah, they back did then, it all the just, time.
Yeah, that's what you did.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Anyway, anything else also?
I don't know.
tough affair. Yeah.
No, I yeah, like I said, did the Gentacular. It was a delight. Mm-hmm. And then on Sunday was Easter.
Mm.
I've heard of it.
And had dinner at my sister-in-law's house. Mm-hmm. A delightful Easter brunch. Mm-hmm. I made hot cross buns. They were delicious.
Mm-hmm. Yay!
It was on the recorder. Don't be too impressed.
Oh. We made that joke. my brother and I did pretend to play recorders terribly when I got the hot cross buns out. Because,
my brainstem is experiencing that right now.
Yep.
It's not good.
No, it's not. But my hot cross buns were delicious. So, there. Otherwise, we had ham and we had...
Keep going.
I love ham. You can tell me.
I don't like ham.
We had ham.
Did the ham have pineapple on it?
Yes.
See?
Even
it
better.
It was delicious.
Gross. Yeah.
And we had asparagus.
I like asparagus. Yeah. Asparagus is
with
good.
Hollandaise.
God damn it.
You're listening to Easter Chat on NPR.
I mean, that does make it taste better, but like, son of a bitch. Well, now I'm just gassy.
As opposed to usual.
To be fair, we go to Taco Bell every Monday.
That is true.
Yeah.
Yep. No, we had a delightful meal and a delightful time hanging out with some people that we like for the Easter. And then we dyed eggs.
Yay.
Very cool.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. The end.
Mm. Yeah. I did not dye eggs.
Oh.
We had eggs in purgatory.
Yes.
For the Gentacular, mm-hmm. which was Saturday of Easter weekend, which I thought was a particularly good call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Eggs in purgatory for Easter weekend.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Correct. Also, it was very tasty. But,
yeah.
But yeah, so there was the Gentacular. My biggest story of the week was Thursday. Thursday, I went to Khan's Mongolian Barbecue with my dear friend CJ.
Hell yes.
And boy howdy.
Did you make fun of Duck the whole time?
Duck wasn't there for that.
But did you just make fun of Duck
the
whole time?
Bit. I did
this joke.
I actually...
It wasn't actually a joke. That was just...
Oh, I thought you were suggesting that it was Mock Duck.
No.
No, but that is funny.
That is funny. Okay. I wish I had, but no.
No.
It's, all right.
But
it's catching up with her now.
I got so you get the little fortune cookies at the end, and my fortune, you know how it'll have the fortune on one side and like learn Chinese on the other?
Yeah.
The learn Chinese on the other side for my fortune was for Duck.
That's amazing.
And I was like, I have a present for you.
Perfect.
Because CJ and I had some girl time beforehand, and then
cool.
Afterwards, we met up with Duck at the theater to see the drama.
And then you made fun of Duck
for
kicking his ass.
Like the entire time.
Awesome.
Yeah,
okay.
Actually. Huh. But the drama is not a movie I can describe. It's like everything is spoiler if you talk about it too much. It is an anti-romance rom-com. I think CJ said it was like if a rom-com was set to Black Mirror. It was really good.
It sounds compelling, but also horrifying.
It was all of the above.
All right.
There was a good amount of, but like in the way that you want your body to react to that, like kind of a horror-esque thing.
Yeah.
But also... well-placed moments of release. And I really appreciated the pacing was great. Everybody's characters were on point. And
well-placed moments of release is my sensual Tetris album.
Oh, sure. I do definitely recommend seeing the drama, especially if you're into like more Lynchian things.
I was just talking to somebody about that.
But it's really good. Zendaya's in it, and I would watch her do just about anything.
Yeah,
so.
Read the phone book,
Oh, this is a movie.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's a movie called The Drama.
Well, you went to a theater, and when you go to a theater, I just assume you're seeing a play.
To be fair.
And eating tacos.
I did make it a goal of mine this year to see more movies.
Okay.
In the theater this year.
Okay.
I set that goal at the beginning of the year, and I had seen a few movies with Duck, and I was like, I'm going to go see more movies this year. Guess how many movies this year I've seen without Duck? None. There was the three or four that I saw at the beginning of the year, and this one. That is the number of times I've gotten out of the movie.
You know what?
Theater.
Great.
Yeah. Very bad at it.
Again, you said theater, and I just went, they went to see a play.
Theater, not theatre.
Right. But yeah. Check it out. It's fun. But we finished with a movie, and we're talking about how weird but good it was and all this stuff. And I go into my coat pocket, and my phone's not there.
Oh, that's fucking...
Not where it's not supposed to be.
Again?
Yeah. What?
This happened with an Uber.
Yeah, that was a couple years ago. But
different thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was a while ago. Time has passed.
Okay.
This was a while ago, James, that you're thinking of.
Fair enough.
But, yeah. So, my phone was not in my pocket. Now, the problem is that my phone is not just my phone. It is also my wallet.
Yes.
Because it's got the little flappy bit, and I have my ID and two cards.
I've definitely joked with other people about this. I will spare you.
It's okay. You go to your bank app and just disable.
Well, just call an Uber and go.
Yeah.
Okay.
It did come up. We looked in the theater, couldn't find it. In the ladies' room, couldn't find it. I dug through the trash in the ladies' room because where you can put your coat, like. That's right next to one of those little trash hole things.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, fuck it. It's all paper towels, whatever. And then I washed a lot afterwards.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, it's not, I've done
it's,
worse
it's
at a
different.
Ren Fair for sure.
For
free, yeah. Mm-hmm. For the bit.
Yes.
And could not find it. Checked here, checked there, checked over there, checked at the other place. Just nowhere to be found. And so we tried the Find My Phone thing on CJ's phone.
Yeah.
And in order to log into it, I needed to do two-factor authentication.
Oh, God.
Uh-huh.
Damn it.
Uh-huh. And that's got the little whole, like, oh, can't do that, try another way link. And the other way was...
Send me a text.
Yeah. Basically, it was, oh, we can send a text to this number. And I'm like, sure
this
you can.
Literally the like, whole point of this.
Oh, son of a bitch. So anyway, I was like, you know, I left a description with guest services, went home, went on my computer, and did the Find My Phone there, and it was still at the theater.
Oh?
So I'm messaging with CJ, who is a goddamn saint.
Oh.
Because I'm like messaging with her, and she's like, do you have a way to call them? And I'm like, I really don't. Because she's saying, like, voice over IP and things like that,
Google Voice,
stuff like that.
Sure.
And the thing is, I didn't have it already set up in Google, they wanted to verify my identity with my ID.
Right.
Which is in my phone wallet.
Right.
Yeah. I was like, I literally can't make this. So she made calls for me, which was super sweet of her. But the other thing with the Find My Phone is that you can make it ring. So I made it ring, and it was ringing for quite a while. and then So what's fun is because it was right there, and it was at the theater, but it was kind of in the back area, and I'm like, that's still technically, and I was like, maybe somebody dropped it outside, like somebody had lifted it and then dropped it out behind the theater, or yeah, something like that. And so like. CJ not only called the theater a couple of times because they weren't picking up because it was, you know, Thursday night, not super busy, but also called the mall security to have them check the outside because I was like, it could be out. I think it's inside, but it could be outside. And then as I'm watching the thing, I see it move over to the guest services area on the map. And I'm like, oh. And then CJ's like, they got your phone. And I'm like, yay.
Where is it? And can this phone survive bleach?
Yeah, because I got there and they were like, yeah, we heard it ringing in the trash. Not outside dumpster, they had. I was correct in digging through the trash in the women's room.
No,
but they had already replaced the trash. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, by the time I got to digging through what was there, it had already been moved.
And they just figured you were hungry for paper towels. Yeah.
Yeah. So weird. So anyway,
it's a good source of fiber.
I
don't like the ones with pulp.
I've taken several bleach wipes to my phone and wallet stuff and cleaned everything thoroughly. But what's super great about my phone is I got the one with the extended battery. So even though I had the phone ringing for like over an hour, like it started at 74%.
Yeah?
Guess what percent the battery life was at?
76%.
72%.
69.
Nice!
Yeah!
So, 5%?
Yeah.
Nice.
That's like the James Bond disarming a bomb and it stops at 007 seconds.
Yeah.
Except it stops at
a lot more than that.
Mm.
What I'm saying is that 69% is entirely appropriate for Jenna's film.
That's true.
I see.
Yes.
Yeah, and when I went to actually pick it up the next day, like it still had like 42% or something like that. Like it was just beautiful.
That's like diffusing the bomb with like a minute and 27 seconds left. Yeah. It's like cool.
Okay. If it's 69 seconds, that's a minute and 9 seconds. But yes, honey.
So, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So yeah, my Thursday night, I had a good meal, watched a good show, and then went dumpster diving. That's what I did with my time.
All right.
I've had that Saturday.
Yeah, I went to a Gentacular, or rather a Gentacular happened at me.
If it's going to happen.
Right?
So many things have just been happening in your backyard. Concerts, demonstrations.
Yeah.
Gentaculars. That one was a little more on purpose, but yes.
Yeah, no.
It wasn't in our backyard either. It was in our living room.
Technically, the protests have not been in my backyard.
No, the Gentacular was in her, not in your backyard.
But, are you a NIMBY?
Such a literalist.
Yeah. You should see the way that he reads
Literally uses
Dune.
The word literally, literally.
Yes, because that's what the word fucking means.
My favorite Jessa insult.
Yeah.
It's not an insult. That's
You're so old, you literally use the word literally, literally.
Yes, because that's what the word means.
Nope.
It's not an insult.
Yeah. So anyway.
Yeah.
I don't have anything else particularly exciting. I'm in one of my financial cycles, so like work is just eating up all of the rest of my time. So
she doesn't have a womb anymore, so financial cycles are all she gets.
I made the same fucking joke.
He did earlier.
I said most people just have periods.
Very mad. I'm very mad at both of you.
She has quarters.
mm.
plink, 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 plink.
James,
no. He said, most people have periods, and I'm like, I can't anymore. They took my uterus.
You have semicolons.
Ellipses. So the...
Ooh, ellipses sounds erotic. I like that one. Let's go with that one.
No, that's that's hockey.
Because it's three periods.
It's three periods. Yeah.
God damn it, now I'm mad at you. I mean, I was before, but right I am now, world. Too.
I used to amazing, be. Yeah. So Wednesday is usually my my anime night. That's sure. usually when my anime club meets up and we watch stuff.
Mm.
This last week, we were all slated to do that, but I'd already talked to them about going to see Jax's improv troupe.
Oh, sure.
They were doing their one-year anniversary.
Yay!
And a fundraiser because, you know, they have gotten a lot of money for a lot of different things, that kind of stuff, but that doesn't last forever. So they're working on that, but in the meantime, like, they want to keep going. This is an improv troupe that is expressly and purposely made of people who have a variety of differences in ability, especially cognitive differences. So, you know, for there's well, let me back that up. I was sitting watching this show, and I was like, "This is really good, no matter who you are." But also, I'm noticing that the audience is about 50-50 people who have expressed or are displaying that they have, you know, they're wearing shirts in support of, you know, a particular thing or, you know, whatever it is. That you have people who are neurotypical and then people who I've talked to beforehand who are like, oh, I have autism and this is a great place for me to go and do this thing. Or like, as someone with autism, when the host walks up to someone else and is like, hey, we need a word, you know, what's something you might get on your birthday? And that person is like, a lobster carapace from, you know, like, and I'm like, okay, that person also has autism.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Uh-huh.
Great.
Yes. Yeah.
Game recognized game. But the, and I was like, this, in addition to just being good improv, and there were so many moments in that made me laugh. In addition to just being good improv, I imagine that it's also incredibly comforting to see improv that represents you.
Sure.
Additionally.
No, that makes sense.
And to have people make the kinds of jokes that you want to make and to be comfortable about certain interactions with the audience and things like that. Like, there's a lot going on. Mm-hmm. I had a really good time. A couple members of the anime club, Bear, who was on my former podcast.
Best friend, former landlord?
No.
No.
Not best friend. He doesn't go see shows, weirdly. But yeah. Huh. Bear, former podcast co-host.
Mm-hmm. You know, as opposed to all of the other bears in his life.
Well, I assume there are a lot of bears in his life,
I mean,
to be fair.
He does go to those bars.
He chooses the bear.
That too.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's that.
All of that black leather.
Aaron, Laname Aaron, not Meta Aaron, and then, distinction, and then... Stefan Senpai went with us, and
I knew one of those names.
We had a really good time. It was nice. Fantastic. And then they had a nice little thing afterward, and they were like, "Here's cake." I saw Bear was walking by with a piece of cake, and I was like, "Is it good?" He's like, "Well, it's Costco. That's what they said, and it's." It's cake. And uh-huh. I was like, yeah, I'm going to get a slice. And he's like, you should.
All right.
One of the highlights of the evening was that one of the guys that I regularly talk to was one of the parents of a performer in the group. And he was like, oh, the Artemis rocket launched. And, you know, did you catch it? And yeah. I was like, I didn't get the opportunity to. And he's like, oh, you know, the science of that is so fantastic. And all of these things I'm curious about. And I was like, do you know who you should talk to? Senpai.
A therapist.
A rocket scientist.
Yes, a literal rocket scientist. And yeah, so
I was like, it was a wind tunnel scientist.
What have you been? What have you been? Tell this guy what you've been working on. And he's like, oh yeah, we just finished this project, and we're working on this other thing. And here, do you want to see pictures? And that guy was like, yes. Yes, I do. It's like, great.
Aww.
This is, it's so
that's
good.
So nice.
Yeah. Oh God, it made me so happy.
See the guys start hyperventilating. They're just saying, but.
So, in the meantime, one of the significant others of a performer in the group came over and was talking to me and was like, yeah, my spouse wants to, you know, have a double date and watch terrible movies. And then we got to nerd out about really, really bad movies with not just myself and this guy, but also Bear and Aaron. And I was like, Aaron, what's the one you're always trying to get us to watch? And he's like, oh, the one with the tarantulas. And I was like, yeah, Lavalantula. And he's like, no, that one's not as good. You want Tarantula Quake? Or no, Arachnoquake. That's what it is. He's like, you want Arachnoquake? And I was like, I really don't. But that is the answer I was looking for. Thank you. But yeah, we got to talk about just like everybody's favorite really awful movies. And we're formulating a plan to watch all of these things. Yeah,
all right.
Great. Great time. well, I mean...
Somebody paid money to someone else to make a movie called Tarantulava.
No, Lavalantula.
Or Lavalantula.
Oh,
yes.
That is a thing so that somebody better. Paid for, somebody acted in, somebody directed, somebody did all of this stuff. Mm-hmm. That is a thing that happened.
I don't know that I would say
and
that they
yet,
acted. I think they got paid to be there.
And yet... They take a show like Firefly and cancel it after one season.
Oh, I know. Oh, I'm aware. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
there is no justice in this world.
Unless we make it.
Unless we make it, yeah.
There is no justice. There is just us.
Yeah. That's your elevator pitch. But yeah.
Well, I can't. That was from
A
thing.
Oh, wow, well.
The show that goes wrong.
Oh, yeah. So, we had a good time there. Saturday I went to a Gentacular.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it was nice.
Never heard of it.
Where was this?
Her backyard.
Why didn't you invite me?
I don't really.
Awkward.
Oh, God.
I mean.
Rude.
You know.
Didn't you see the waffle batter all over the floors and ceiling?
Oh, God. Why? Why? Oh.
Yeah.
Don't worry about driving me home, James. I'm just going to walk, start now.
It's just going to play that Charlie Brown. Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was going to be the Incredible Hulk.
Oh, yeah, the sad pocket.
Ooh. Yeah. Yes.
Good. Yeah.
Are you calling me fat? Sorry.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Rude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also inaccurate. You know, I'm not fat. I'm just big boned.
Pretty hot and tempting.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what you meant.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that means, isn't it? Did I get the acronym wrong?
So anyway.
Okay.
Did many, many things, and then, we decided that part of our projects on Sunday was to go to IKEA on Easter, and,
it's one of the few places that was open.
Yeah.
It's true.
Boy, howdy. And the thing is, I love IKEA. That is definitely, like, grocery shopping while you're hungry, though.
It's made easier when you can't afford the groceries, though.
That, yes.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose there is that. I should start shopping at Whole Foods.
Mm. Oh, because like my kids made bread pudding on Sunday, and we did not have milk in the house.
Yeah,
like we had started, and we went, "Oh shit, we're out of milk!" And my wife was like going to gas stations looking for milk because nothing was open. And I was just like, "Oh fuck!"
I went grocery shopping with my family on Sunday to Cub.
I've heard of that place.
Yeah.
Ooh la la.
So fancy.
Must be nice.
It was 3 blocks away from my house, so it kind of was.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, actually, that is nice. Yeah.
It's lovely. Anyway.
Got to spend time with Charles' best friend, former landlord. We watched a movie that I had never seen before called Thunderbolts. It's a recent Marvel movie.
Oh, yeah, and holy it happened.
Fuck. I liked it a lot.
Did you?
That is a dark movie, though.
It is dark.
Yeah.
That is a grim
film. I saw it, and I turned to Joe and was like, so was this made by DC? Because if Marvel was going to make a DC, or if DC was going to make a Marvel.
It really feels like Marvel being like, hey, we watched the Justice League. If it was good.
Damn.
It would have been.
Damn.
Well,
it was definitely one of those movies where they win not because they win, but because they find a way to not lose.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yep.
Like,
absolutely.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah. That so many things in that film, without spoiling anything, so many things in that film are incredibly startling. Like, lots of it is very much led into and hinted at and everything like that. But especially some of the effects, the way that they do things, it's chilling. Really deeply startling. Yeah,
it was fun.
It was nice.
It was Phase 6 Marvel. It's kind of what you think you're going to get.
Yeah. But yeah, enjoyed that.
Phase 5? Was it Phase 5 or 6? I don't even
know. I don't know. I don't know anymore. Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah.
Everything's
the thing is,
fine.
I like them. I like the TV shows. I like the movies.
Yeah, no, they're all fine. Yeah. They're all fun. They're
It's a Marvel movie. You know what you're getting. It's what it says on the tin.
That's what I said.
Yeah. Great.
Why are we fighting?
I don't know.
I don't know either. But yeah. Good.
Should we take a break?
Yeah.
Okay. You stopped very abruptly.
I don't know what's happening anymore.
That was a very abrupt stop.
Oh. Sorry, I should have given you the seatbelt, like the mom seatbelt, where I reach across and like hold you from...
No, you should have like...
Bonking your noggin.
Just instead of just stopping mid-fucking sentence, just like give me some sort of indication. Jesus fucking Christ.
Hey, Salsa, let's take a break.
Hey, that's a great idea.
Oh my God. I hate you both a lot. I need you to know that.
That's what we're here for.
Mm. Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for apropos of nothing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
I told you that I showed the All Your Baser Belong to Us video to my kids, right?
Hell yes.
They were so fucking confused. And they're not wrong.
The thing is, my daughter showed that to me and was like, look what I found on the internet. And I was like, oh honey,
my sweet summer child.
Oh, honey. You have found the beginnings of the internet.
Yeah. No, it was just like...
My daughter, the internet paleontologist.
I am a paleontologist.
That's who I am.
Internet paleontologist. You know, that's a thing. That's going to be a thing.
Yeah.
You know, however many years or something like that. Yeah. People will be going to the Wayback Machine and excavating.
trying to find the library of alexandria.com.
Yeah, you mean Angel Fire.
Okay.
Fuck.
Okay. It's right around the corner from GeoCities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't know the way, just ask Jeeves.
Yep.
Tripod.
Oh, man, tripod.
Yep.
Buck.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
Not Jenna.
We just depressed ourselves.
I'm old.
Okay, youngins.
Look, I didn't say you weren't. I said I am.
Oh, my God. Salsa, your daughter calling me old all night. Fucking, whose kid is that?
Mine, because I call you that. I was thinking about this the other day, because when I was growing up, my dad remembers when they got the first television set.
Yes.
In their town.
Yep.
And here I am talking to my kids about the time before the internet.
Yeah.
You know, what did you have on your, you know, tablet growing up? We didn't.
there was a man with no facial hair.
Brick.
Yeah.
And I don't mean like
it weighed as much as a brick.
It was like if you took three bricks and put them next to each other, that was my tiny ass super heavy laptop. Yep.
What was on my tablet? Two knobs. And when you were tired of what you were playing, you shook it.
Just, I loved, we were watching, I don't even remember what it was, but we were watching an 80s movie. An 80s movie, and the slick, rich guy pulls out his car phone.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. That was a brick.
Oh, yeah. It's just like, oh, okay, kids, this is... the thing is they're going to get older and they're going to be telling their kids, you know, yeah, my dad was so old, he was around before the internet.
We were born before cell phones were implanted
in our fingers.
Yeah.
Yep.
In our nose.
Oh my God,
cavity.
The finger phone is going to become popular again.
Oh my God, it will actually work.
I genuinely want, like, if cybernetics become a thing and you can implant an earpiece in your thumb and a microphone in your pinky, I 100% would do that.
Hell yeah.
I think that's one of the gestures that some smartwatches recognize for answering the phone. Because some smartwatches do have, like, a little radar thing that recognizes gesture as well as
their position.
How would
that work in California when everybody's going red?
I mean, if you're getting a call at the same time...
Let's see. Sign language for play.
Yeah.
Yellow.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Same.
Are you going to answer that? Why? Shit.
That's why. That's why.
Man, why? That guy thinks I'm cool. No, he was answering his phone, man. No, he doesn't.
But yeah, and then when you hang up, you take the little finger banana that you made.
And you put it on there,
down
on the cradle.
I guess.
Anyway.
Yeah.
What
Bones
were we talking about?
In the cradle and the silver spoon.
Fuck. I have very clear memories associated with that song.
Yeah?
Holy shit. Yeah, the first time that I ever heard that song, it came on the radio. My dad was driving me home in the Renault station wagon that he was maintaining like every weekend because it was the only one we could afford. And...
Was it one of the station wagons where the back seat faced backwards?
No.
Oh, because that's what we had.
That's fascinating.
We had the station wagon before that was illegal.
Yeah, that's the the farmer's cart station wagon thing, right? But the so he backs it into the garage because he also backed his car into parking spaces. Well, some things are genetic, and
God damn it,
he.
I've met your father. I'm aware.
Oh yeah. I tell people that I'm half autistic on my father's side, and they don't get it until they meet him. Oh. And then they look at me and they're like, "You're actually doing okay.
Yeah.
You're all right.
Hey, bud."
You were telling a story, James?
Yeah, he backs the car into the garage. That song starts, and he goes, "Hang on, we're not going in just yet." And I was like, "Why?" And he's like, "You have to hear this song." And I was like, "Oh, I'll listen to it next time." And he's like, "No."
That's you will listen
literally
now.
What the song like, is you about. Gotta,
you, and then after the song, he was like, do you understand what was happening? And I was like, yeah, like this thing happened. And he goes, okay, but the deeper meaning of this is this thing. Right. This isn't just somebody, mm-hmm. this thing. But
yeah.
I remember looking out of the garage at the sun setting during that 3 minutes on the other side of the farmyard, and like...
No, I get it.
Yeah.
Don't give your silverware to the cat.
Yes.
Got it.
Clearly.
just yeah. watch his soul crumble.
Oh, my God. But, yeah.
Cat
and
thought
I,
of it.
I remember him saying, like, I'll always have time for you.
Aw.
And, you know, that was really meaningful, but also, like, I remember just being so uncomfortable in that moment. I love that song now.
Yeah, no, I understand.
But, yeah.
For him, it was a moment. For you, it was, right. Why are we sitting? Why is this a moment? I just want to go play Nintendo.
Why wouldn't you be there for me? You're my dad. That's how this works. Duh. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. But that's... Yeah, and occasionally when I'm... When Charles, best friend, former landlord, knows that I, my dad has asked me
not to the bear.
Fix, yeah, different one, has different asked bear? Me to, well, I mean, there's Charbar, so, who's the bike enthusiast and the guy that sold me his RV.
Oh,
so,
I know that guy.
Yeah, that guy. So, yeah, anytime Charles is like, hey, your dad needs you to fix this thing, and I'm like, yeah, man, I'll get to it. It's just, like, he keeps breaking the same fucking thing, and I just...
Uh-huh.
I gotta make time for it, but, like, it's so frustrating. And then Charles will just quietly hum.
Emotional manipulation. Nice.
Well, like, it was even worse when my dad's computer died, and my dad was like, well, you gotta make me a new one. And I was like, Dad, I work tech support for 50 hours a week right now. Mm-hmm. I can't do that. And let's just get you like a Dell or something like that.
No, I understand. I mean, if you're, I get no, it. No, by the way, I don't know if I told you, but I got a cat. It's in the cradle and
with the silver spoon.
The silver is a little tarnished. The spoon is a little.
No,
boy, yeah.
I'm afraid it was even worse than that because I was telling Charles about that and he was like, I wish my dad was still around. His dad had just died a month before.
Oh, God.
And I was like...
Oh, punch to the gut.
Oh, God.
He's like...
Fine.
Yeah, do you want to go get parts for your dad's computer? And I was like, yes. He still has that computer.
Yeah.
First time I heard that song, it was being played by a hippie at a Ren Faire. So, like...
So, yeah. Your dad?
Like, after hours, no.
Oh,
no.
Different. Different guy.
No, different hippie at a Ren Faire. Not my dad.
It doesn't narrow it down.
My dad doesn't play instruments or sing, really, so...
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, a different effect for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was somebody, not my father, telling me how I should spend more time with my father.
And you were like,
and where was
here's
my
a little
father?
Song by Jenny Young called
no
Get Fucked.
Yeah. Like, oh, that guy that's not around. Yeah. All right, well, I'll get...
I've heard the song.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow. Good work.
Yep. All right. Great. Anyway.
Salsa, do you have anything for us?
I do, as a matter of fact.
Do you?
I'm going to tell you something that you probably already know.
Oh.
Trees do not grow from the ground.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
No, actually, here's where I'm going with this. A scientist did a 5-year experiment.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Took a bunch of dirt.
Yeah.
Weighed it dry.
Okay.
So moisture was not a factor, so he knew exactly how much the dirt weighed.
All right.
In a controlled basin. He planted a tree.
Yeah. Okay.
In this dirt.
Yeah.
Over 5 years, the tree gained 164 pounds of weight.
Yeah.
Oh.
Removed the tree from the dirt, dried it out, weighed the dirt.
Okay.
The dirt had lost 2 ounces.
Oh. Okay. I blame the bugs.
I blame the schools, honestly.
Oh, no, that's fair. Yeah.
But yeah, no, that proves that it is not the ground that the tree is getting its mass from. Yeah. It is not gaining mass from minerals and stuff in the ground. It is getting all of that from the air.
It's crazy when you think about it.
Deeply, But at the time that they were doing this experiment, this was like before they understood what gas was.
Right.
You know.
Oh.
So like they were just like, where the fuck is this coming from?
Yeah.
Where is 160 magic. Pounds coming from? And it's all carbon dioxide.
Yeah. Huh.
It's carbon weight that they're getting from carbon dioxide in the air.
Well, that makes complete sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hundreds of pounds.
Yeah.
You know, you think of these massive trees, giant redwoods.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting all that weight from the air.
I get my weight from carbon, too.
Isn't that cool, though?
I like my carbon in ham form.
We're going to go with bacon.
I do also like bacon-shaped carbon.
Bacon-shaped carbon.
Bacon. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, no, isn't that neat?
That is fun.
It's fucking like, cool.
Like, you would expect some minerals and stuff from whatever. To come. Nope. 2 ounces.
It's crazy.
Of weight. That's it. That is
bonkers. That could just be a slight mismeasurement,
exactly.
too.
Like, yeah, exactly. It's just fuck. Like...
There's... Or, yeah, like it was a little drier than it was when they checked it the first time.
Yeah, it's so like, effectively, statistically, nothing. It all comes from the air.
Oh,
isn't that just bonkers?
God. That is crazy.
God damn it, Taco Bell husband.
Like, I feel like this taco would hit harder if we were drinking THC water, but still.
Oh, can you picture it, man?
It's an interesting fact.
I think,
they're breatharians.
Okay.
Yes.
Now I'm thinking of just hippie Californians, like, with crystals up their butts. No, I was going to say, I'm not kink shaming, I'm just kink questioning.
It's rectolite.
Okay. So, but no, they're doing some really neat stuff with plants and, like, lighting things.
Lighting plants on fire? Is that
no, I'm trying to talk about, like, actual, ecological stuff that they're... Like, there's the algae lights or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah. Bioluminescent stuff.
Yeah, like using bioluminescence for nighttime lighting
secret
stuff.
Secret tunnel.
Shut up. She's trying to be serious.
Whatever, I'm done.
Okay.
Oh, never mind.
Go ahead. I tried.
To the mountain.
secret tunnel.
No one can deny the secret tunnel. Yeah.
But no, there's a lot of different plant stuff that they're working on for.
Well, and apart from just emptying out McDonald's fryers, one of the other most exciting sources, like potential sources of a diesel type gel is algae. And algae grows quickly. It is eminently replaceable.
Yep.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
You just don't fuck the ecosystem up, because if you get algae blooms, it can really fuck shit up.
Oh,
yeah.
So you got to be careful with that, but yeah.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, this is the start of a horror movie. Pretty genuinely, or kudzu would be.
Oh.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But.
Yeah.
All right, on to our topic. Hey, what you been watching? What you been reading, Jenny?
I guess I saw a movie.
Yeah, Jen saw a movie. Never mind.
It's called The Drama. You should see it.
I saw a movie called Thunderbolts. It was good.
Yeah. All right, well, never mind.
This what about you, Salsa?
Real fucking
what have you been watching?
What have you been watching? Have you been watching anything, Salsa?
I have, as a matter of fact.
Oh, what have you been watching?
A thing. Jesus Christ.
If only had paid attention to us earlier.
I did pay attention.
Oh, then this must be especially rough for you this one time.
Yeah. I've been watching a TV show.
Oh.
Fuck what you guys have been watching. This section is called What's Salsa Been Watching.
Okay.
I've been watching a TV show. My wife and I finally figured out how to get a VPN on our TV.
Oh. Sure.
Yep.
Nice.
Yep.
I wasn't sure where that sentence was going to end. Yep.
But, so we've been watching British shows.
Yeah.
Because now we can.
Yay!
And specifically, we have been watching the BBC show Ghosts.
Yeah!
Some of you may say, that sounds familiar. That's because they made an American version of it.
I know everything about the American version. I saw the first few episodes of the British Ghosts. And it is very... the first few episodes are basically the exact same fucking thing.
I mean, it's just
slightly different characters.
If you've ever seen the American remake pilot episode of IT Crowd, it was like word for word exactly the same, except...
Yeah.
Not as good.
Yeah, truly.
Because the acting was not... Anyway.
It was different.
Yep.
Not in a good way.
First of all, if you may be familiar, might not be, there's a show called Horrible Histories. This was a TV show created in Great Britain by a bunch of historians. It was meant to be a kid's show. But it was meant to be all the gross, stuff that usually gets... covered over and plastered over when you know you're in a history book. They're talking about all of the dirt and the snot and the gross and the blood
pooping on the floors in Versailles.
Exactly, pooping in the corners and making the servants clean that up and stuff. Ooh, like that.
May I?
Yeah.
I had a history teacher once. My favorite history teacher. First day of class, he walks in, he puts the books down on his desk, and he goes, "History stinks."
Mm-hmm.
And I was absolutely hooked, the freshman girl crush. Just that one.
Yep.
My favorite history teacher walked into class looking extra crabbed over and, with his,
wizened face.
Hans Molman glasses, put on the end of his nose, and he walked up to the board, and he pushed his glasses, and he looked back at the class, and he reaches up, and he starts writing in tiny, tiny little letters on the board, "Good afternoon, students. My name is Professor Quark. We are here to study astrophysics and quanta, and this is the 501 level course, so I hope you're all ready for the..." And just like the other students... who did not get that this was immediately a joke.
Right.
Or
terrified.
Definitely.
Losing their mind.
Definitely a little bit fucked up about it, but I'm laughing as quietly as possible, as not...
Which, knowing you, was not very quiet.
Fuck this up for this guy. It got increasingly less quiet. and he turns around and goes, hi, I'm Professor Hofstadter, as some of you may have guessed. This is your history class.
Yeah. So, I mean, my point was the history stinks directly feeds into that.
Absolutely. Thing. Yeah. And so it was like I said, it was a kids show. They had a little rat puppet that would introduce the different skets. But it was a sketch show.
Sure.
It was a comedy troupe that did sketch comedy that was educational and history. So they had songs about the different kings of England, and they had sketches about medieval peasants and,
kind of a Bill Nye, but
Roman
history.
Emperors and stuff kind of that whole idea. And it was just fantastic. It was really, really good. It was full of interesting education, and it was genuinely fun and funny. This group of actors... they were brought together to do this show, and they did the show for many years. And then when that show ended, they were just like, "We work well together. Let's just keep doing stuff together."
Nice.
And so they went off and they created their own company and started creating TV shows. They had one that was another one that went a season or two and then was done. And then they created Ghosts. Mm-hmm. So all of the people in this British version of Ghosts are these actors from this sketch comedy show about history. They all are playing these crazy characters from history that are ghosts. And this couple inherit this manor in England. And one of them has a near-death experience. And suddenly she can see the ghosts
live
in her house.
Oh, it's so much fun.
It is. It is an absolutely delightful show. And it's... really funny. But we haven't been able to watch it. And we love the group, the Horrible History group, and the comedy that they do. So we were we really, really want to see this show. And so finally we're like, we have a VPN we can put on our TV now because we bought a new TV. And so we go to the British thing and we start watching these. And they're so goddamn funny. They're
very good.
Like, it does take a little bit to hit its stride, but, like, season two, they really have kind of...
grow the beard.
They've figured out what they're doing, and sure. God, it's really, really good. And
well, now I might have to rewatch, like, because I want to say I watched, like, the first six or seven episodes.
Well, the seasons are six episodes long.
Of the British version.
Because, again, British.
Yeah.
Six-episode seasons. Love it.
There are things that I love about that.
I love it because it is get in, do what you're going to do, mm-hmm. and don't overdo it.
I had a date like that once.
Having seasons that go 20 episodes, you're just like, you get mid-season and you're just starting like, I'm going to... Well, I guess we'll watch another one. Oh, it's another filler episode. Whereas these are, it's like, it's six
I've
episodes.
Definitely had
everyone
a date
has
like
a point.
Too.
It's tight, and then you're done.
Shit. How are you catching me off guard with our like best known?
Because you're not a smart man.
Ruby, no, I'm really not.
I had a date like that once. Yeah, yeah.
So yeah,
several,
no,
actually,
thoroughly enjoying it. I have not seen the American version, but mm-hmm. I have heard it is much more Americanized.
It is much more Americanized.
You know, which is not a comedy that I generally go for.
Sure.
But I figured I'd give it a try just to kind of see
how
they take things.
It's. I will say the American version, Americanized, definitely follows kind of the same type of vibe and patterns like The Good Place or possibly Parks and Rec.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Something in that.
So not terrible.
Not right. Terrible.
Yeah.
It's for American comedy, it's
not
pretty good.
Two Broke Girls.
No, it is not.
All right. Shit.
No.
Although,
in fact, there are a lot of actors that were on Good Place that kind of make guest appearances over the course of...
Was Kat Dennings on Two Broke Girls?
Yes.
Okay.
She was only thing worth watching on Two Broke Girls. And I mean watching and not listening.
Oh,
because the writing in that show was terrible.
Yeah, no, it's not supposed to be good.
No, it's not good.
Yeah. Don't go to McDonald's and be like, this steak is poorly made.
Exactly.
The other thing about the Americanized one is that the executive writer on it was a local improviser. I did a bunch of improv with her, and then she went out to Cali.
Well. It's fine for her.
Yeah. I'm very proud of her, actually. Yeah. I'm like, good job. So.
That is nice.
But the best part of all of it.
But wait, there's more.
Is because we have a British VPN, all of the ads are British ads.
You know what? All right.
And
it's
so good because ad break will start. And usually ad break hits and you kind of zone out immediately and like check your phone or something. And these ads start and you just like you look down at your phone and then this like the first sentence happens. You're like, what? And they're, oh, right. British. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like because some
talk
of these,
British to my kids.
Yeah. Like some of these ads start and you're like, I've never seen this ad before. What is this?
What is Tesco? Can I eat it?
No, I love it so much. Mm. We also discovered...
It does sound like an improvement.
We also discovered that... So I'm casting from my phone.
Sure.
Because even...
That's smart.
Yeah. So I'm doing, you know, the cast from my phone. So I have to have the VPN on my phone as well.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then I cast from my phone. And we tried to get it on my wife's phone. And even though she has the VPN on, it will not let her download the BBC app.
Aww.
Because she's in the wrong country.
Oh, sure.
And that is because she has a Pixel phone.
Yeah.
Aww.
So it is based on her Google accounts.
Yes.
It is her Google accounts location overrides the VPN.
Yep.
Ah,
so she would have to change her physical location in her Google account to Britain in order to download this app. And you can only change it once a year. So if she changes it, she'd have to wait another year before she could change it back. And in the meantime, her phone would only recognize that she's in Britain and would not let her download American apps. So that's not happening. So yeah. whenever we want to watch Ghosts, we have to watch it together.
Oh man,
what a terrible problem!
Forced quality time together.
I know it's terrible.
Gross.
So we sit on the couch and we drink old fashions and eat cheese and watch British TV. It's awful.
Ugh, gross.
She's single.
No, that's my wife.
Oh, okay. It just sounded like a good time. I don't.
It is, and you're not invited.
Are you single?
Yes.
It's also she's single.
I can be.
For you, I could be.
give me 5 minutes. I can make this happen.
Oh,
I don't think it would take you 5 minutes.
Two.
What, are you going to freshen up too? He's going to shower.
No. I can make her angry in 2 minutes. I can make her divorce me in 5.
God damn it. 4 and a half with enough time to pack a bag.
Jesus Christ. He's talking about the kind of angry where you don't pack, you just leave.
7 and a half minutes, I'm dead.
Yes.
But yeah.
Yeah. We've met.
I do very firmly believe that you would not last more than 2.5 minutes without your wife.
Oh, no. If she doesn't kill me, then all of her uncles at Fest.
Yeah.
I would. They would never find the body.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've worked with a bunch of them. I know.
Yeah.
Exactly where they hide those bodies. And I'm not telling either.
Nope. I guess what I'm saying is, James, sorry.
Yeah.
You're just going to have to watch Ghosts with us in sin.
That's even better. Holy shit. I'll sit on the floor. I love this.
I was just going to watch it on the TV, but I guess if you want to watch it in sin, whatever. Weird.
Hmm.
Anyway. So the waffle batter.
Jenna.
Yes.
That may not be 100% waffle batter. You probably don't want that.
Is it vegan?
James.
Is Joe vegan?
Is it or isn't it? Don't waffle.
I'm really mad.
Should we take a break?
Yeah.
I mean, we could. Although, I have also been watching something.
Well, fuck you! You gave me so much fucking shit about this at the beginning. All right.
On this podcast? The hell you say. All right. I've been watching Star Trek, Starfleet Academy.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah?
Yeah. 2 episodes out of the middle of the season. Even if you're not sold on the first, like, two episodes, something like that.
It just looks so Dawson's Creek to me.
There's definitely some...
Is it on the CW?
It is not.
No. Could it be?
I just, every time I see
really.
the little Starfleet Academy commercials, I hear, I don't want to wait forever. To be over. Like, I hear that in the background every time I see them.
There's definitely, like, relationship shit. Some of it's really cute. Yeah.
Hey, Dawson, want to hang out by the creek?
In a van down by the river. Creek. In a creek down by the van.
Down by the Dawson, James. God!
God damn it!
Ugh!
In Dawson, down by... Oh.
Different show.
It's a different show.
Different
show. It's kind of this show, honestly. This is the first time
backed into the right answer there.
Somebody definitely backed into it. Yeah.
James typically backs into parking spaces. Yeah. So.
I get it from my dad.
Both assholes.
True. Yeah. I've met them both. Yes.
Yeah. So it's really good. It foils a lot of the conventional tropes of things that you would expect, both from Star Trek and kind of the regular
from Academy
relationship drama. Yeah. So good.
I'm gonna sit down now.
You're anyway, welcome. Yeah. So, but it's really a satisfying show to watch, and you know, you're probably not going to be super surprised by a lot of the stuff that you see. But
like
it is
the sex.
It feels well written.
Okay.
Yeah. Especially episodes. We watched 5 and 6, and then we had the anime club thing happen where you watch an episode and it ends on kind of a downer note, and you're like, we should watch one more.
We got a, 7 hours in a tale.
There was the next episode was a lot less of a downer,
but it was a two-parter.
But it, and right. And Josh was like, I mean, we could just watch one, and I was like, wait, I've been here before. We don't. We should not.
Have you seen the coin?
I have not.
There's a coin you can buy for book lovers. On one side it says go to bed, and on the other side it says one more chapter.
Oh,
that's pretty great, honestly.
That's really good.
Yeah.
I would be like, 2 out of 3.
I was about to say, you catch it, you look at it, and if it's not what you want, then you flip it over onto the other hand. That's how you do it.
I've also
been watching Star Trek. I've been rewatching Deep Space Nine.
Hell yeah.
It's sadly topical in a lot of ways.
They actually have an entire episode about Benjamin Sisko.
Yep, they sure do.
In Starfleet Academy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
It's poignant. It's one of the two episodes that I'm talking about where I was like, holy fuck. If these were the only two episodes that they made this season would have been worth it. But you were talking
but they made Dawson's Creek.
But they made Dawson's Creek. Yeah. The habit that we have now of doing the shorter seasons with bigger production budgets, or the same production budget, but they get to spend more on each episode.
Right.
But then you have more time between each of the things, kind of the Stranger Things model of television.
Basically Netflix.
Netflix
has been doing a lot of that.
There are some good things about it.
They'll do like 10 episode arcs.
Yeah.
Which is a good bite.
Which is fine.
Yeah. But then they space it out by like 2 or 3 months.
Oh.
Like they'll do the first half in 1 month and then.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I just wait till everything's out.
There is that.
So annoying. Ask me about Bridgerton.
What about Bridgerton?
They do this thing where they'll do the first half of the season, like the first 4 episodes, and then they'll wait a couple of months.
Oh, shit. Oh.
And then.
I've heard about this. My friend Jenna told me.
I've heard about that.
Yeah.
I think James told me about that.
Yeah. Jesus that Christ. Story
I
checks
just,
out.
I just wait till everything's out.
Oh, yeah, my friend Salsa told me.
I start with garlic and onions.
Oh. Fuck.
Just like James does.
God damn it. So,
fucking, I hate everybody.
No, I'm
going to go sit down.
Oh, thank God.
You keep saying that, and then you stand up again.
Yeah, he's mustering. Yeah.
But then he stands up again.
Yeah. So
didn't say I wasn't going to stand up again.
He gets sat down, but gets up again. You're never going to keep him down.
But there is, like, really, truly something to be said for those shows that had seasons that were, like, 30-something episodes, and where they really have time to get into the characters. And I don't know that one is better than the other.
I do.
I know that you like more things about the one. I see that they have very different qualities. I like them both for different reasons.
I'm too ADD for that shit.
Oh.
I will get a third of the way into a season and just go, can we just be done now? Like, seriously, get to the point. I can't do these huge 30 episode seasons. They're just too much.
I mean, I understand what you're saying too, because of, One Piece. I have a bunch of friends that have watched all of One Piece.
Fucking million years.
And that's 1,200 episodes, something like that. Anyway, so that's what I've been watching. It's really good. I recommend.
Yeah.
Cool.
Have you also been watching a TV show, Jenna? And
like I said earlier, Deep Space Nine. It's just a rewatch.
Okay.
It's weirdly apropos for the current times.
Mm, it is indeed.
Also, a little bit of Fringe. Joe's been watching Fringe, the TV show Fringe.
Oh, that.
It's kind of like early 2000s X-Files, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Or mid 2000s, mid aughts. X-Files, I don't remember exactly when it came out, but It's very good. I do recommend giving Fringe a check out if you haven't seen it before. Yeah. But
give it a look-see. Yeah. Should we take a break?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to take another break. We'll be back. If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
But yeah.
Well, anyway, there was a joke that I just wrote. You can have.
Your generosity knows no bounds, including a start.
No need to thank me.
I won't.
'Tis quite all right.
So anyway, are we back?
Are we? I don't.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
If I'm not, James.
I'm Salsa.
I'm Jenna.
And we're back.
We're back. And thank you so very much.
Highly professional.
Does anybody have a shout out?
Oh, God. I could have thought of
I probably could have.
I'm going to give my shout out to CJ, who was
wonderful.
A goddamn saint when my phone went missing. Yeah. So it saved me a lot of having to close things up and all the rest of that. So
my shout out is to Minprov. What a fucking fantastic show. What a great time. Tickets are cheap and it was great. If you haven't been to see them, they're over at the Hive, first Wednesday of every month. It's
what a great little place.
It is. It's super good. Yeah. Yeah.
Very nice community.
Also
spot.
Bad. Yeah.
So
My shout out is to hiring managers. Please hire me. I just need money.
Oh, wah, wah.
Does anybody have anything to plug?
I do, you guys.
Oh, what? Shit.
I am going to be participating very minorly in...
You're way too old for that.
Fuck you. God damn it.
Now you're stealing your daughter's joke.
I know, right?
Jesus Christ.
Well, every time age comes up, Jenna's like, I'm older than you, but when I say it, it's bad.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Look, when you say anything, it's bad.
Oh, that's
it's because it's coming out of your mouth.
That's true.
Yeah. Automatically tarnished.
God damn it. So anyway, So, Minnesota Fringe Festival has a kind of a fundraiser slash, like, kind of starting people getting into the Fringe spirit called Five-Fifths of, and then whatever the show is, right?
Mm-hmm.
This year they're doing Five-Fifths of 9 to 5.
God damn.
So, that will be happening at the end of the month. I'm looking to see if I've got... April 27th at Theater La Teda. So I think that's downtownish, or is it northeast somewhere in that area?
Yes.
But yeah, five different companies will be telling the story over the course of the evening, and I get to be, you know, in one of them a little bit. So I'm very excited for that.
I love
that.
This for you.
So I won't be recording that Monday. Sorry, fuckers. Yeah.
Well.
That's okay. I've already forgotten who you are.
That's fair.
Huh.
I'm so old, I've forgotten who I am, too.
Oh.
Who am I? What am I doing here?
Shit.
But when I say it, it's burned.
Yes. Everything you say is automatically tarnished. We just had this. Did you not remember? We just had this conversation, honey.
What, Sonny?
So anyway, yeah, I will be performing in that. So
nice.
Get your tickets.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Also, they're having a silent auction, and you can get some Horror Fest tickets.
Ooh, shit.
Through that. So
that's very cool.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, go there.
Nice.
Get ticks.
Yeah. Coming up, third Sunday of the month, Vilification Tennis Amateur Show. If there are any tickets left, you should buy them. It's really going to be good. Oh, man. Holy fuck. I'm always super excited to see what new people are bringing to this. And this is no different. Again, I think I mentioned it last week, but knowing some of the people who are trying out, you will definitely want to see this show. I'm 100%. So yeah, we'll look forward to seeing everybody there.
I'm going to plug something that I'm not actually in or involved with in any way, shape, or form.
Kinky.
But I just want to let people know about. Mm-hmm. This coming weekend, April 10th and 11th, do either of you remember the Festival of Nations?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's back.
Oh.
What?
It's, yeah.
It snuck up on me.
Yeah. Festival of Nations is gone. It is done. It is no longer a thing. Mm-hmm. It has been reborn as the International Festival of Minnesota.
Hmm.
Well.
But it is at the River Center.
Yeah.
Like previously.
Okay.
And it's this coming weekend.
Crazy.
But it's back, and I'm so fucking excited.
Well, then.
Because when that was still going on, we went every year, and we would go to the food area. And we would all we would find a table, and then everybody would scatter to the winds and like go to two or three different countries and just get like one dish from each place, and then we would all join mm-hmm. back up together and we would just try a bunch of stuff. It was so good.
Well, if you're going this Saturday.
Yes?
Yes?
Nope. I forgot what I was going to say because okay. I'm old.
Okay.
Oh,
I don't have any plans on Saturday.
Oh.
Well, now you do.
Apparently.
Now you do. Now you can be allergic to things from everywhere.
Right? I'm like, I'm so excited to find out what else I can't eat.
But yeah, no, just getting the word out. It's so much fun. Like, mm-hmm. go check that out. Mm-hmm. Does anybody have any final thoughts?
Bye-bye, love you, bye-bye.
In that case, thank you so very much to everybody who listens to this podcast. If you would like to send in a Fast Five, we haven't done one in a while, go ahead and do that. Go to aonpodcast.com, click on Submit a Fast Five, and fill out the form. On behalf of myself and James and Jenna, eat the fucking cake.
Take it away, salsa.
Cha.
Cha, 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 cha.
Verbal Jazz Fingers.
Verbal Jazz Fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.